wherever I am also looking through the eye of poetry and image and what our experiences tell us about what it means to be human.
That's Appalachian poet Pauletta Hansel in August 2018. She was preparing to lead a workshop designed to help with grief. We talked about Palindrome, Hansel's book written in response to her mother's journey through dementia, and Pauletta's own journey with her as caregiver and poet. Palindrome was the winner of the 2017 Weatherford Award for Best Appalachian Poetry Book, and now Transylvania University has named Hansel this year's Judy Gaines Young Book Award winner.
I am beyond honored to have received this award.
Hansel says so many of her writing heroes are past recipients.
I look down the list of the previous years, and George Ella Lyon, who is so dear to my heart and has been so important to my writing, Frank X. Walker, Crystal Wilkinson, Silas House.
This is the 11th year for the award. Transylvania University's Morris Manning says the honor has recognized serious writers in our region who've made contributions to our literary culture. He says Hansel was at the top of the list this year.
It's largely because she has an extensive body of work. She has long been an advocate, particularly for female voices in the literature of our region, and she's in a very powerful way also an activist in recognizing particularly the struggles of the Appalachian region over a long history.
Pauletta Hansel was born in Richmond, Kentucky, and grew up in Breathitt County. The award-winning writer and teacher is the author of 10 poetry collections, including Heartbreak Tree and Coal Town Photograph. Her work has been featured in journals such as Oxford American, Appalachian Journal, and Still the Journal. She's a founding member of the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition and was Cincinnati's first poet laureate. In 2019, at a poetry reading in Breathitt County, she read from her book, Coal Town Photograph.
An ode to library basements, and to the girl who skittered down the steps those bottomless Sunday afternoons to lose herself in possibility. You made me.
In 2022, she read from her collection, Heartbreak Tree, during our interview.
And the tongue-in-cheek title is, Home is the place where, when you have to go there, you only think about how to get out. Busted up doll heads where the canned goods used to be, sun-steeped, hill-buckled sidewalks, and everybody just looks tired. Nobody cares this is where your mother used to buy her meat. The houses you lived in plowed under.
And in 2024, to a Northern Kentucky audience, she shared poems from her book, Will There Also Be Singing?
America. America, I am not singing you, beautiful. I do not hear the melody beneath the roiling clang and clatter of your discord. I did not know I loved you, America, even broken as you were until the fist came down. Don't it always seem to go you don't know what you thought you had until the dream of it is gone?
Earlier this month at Transylvania University, Hansel was honored, as were student winners Sky Struwig and Dylan Howell. Pauletta Hansel says the Judy Gaines Young Book Award typically focuses on the recipient's past work. She's looking forward to reading to audiences from her new book, Understory, A Women's History of Appalachia.
This is a hybrid book. It includes both history and memoir and poetry, of course. I'm not going to leave the poetry behind. And looks at the history of the Appalachian region through the lens of my maternal line.
Understory is being published by the University Press of Kentucky and is scheduled to be released this October. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.